We're good. That's what my producer says. We're on the air. My name is Jeffrey Davis. And all month long, it's been a long month, we've been airing from the beautiful offices of Gray, Gray, and Gray in Canton, Massachusetts, due to the great gifts and kindness of my friend here to my right, Rich Hershen, partner of the firm.
I don't think it's been a long month. I think it's flown by.
Yeah, well, that's true.
It's been a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. And you guys have done a good job. I remember beginning of the month, it was always, oh, Mr. Davis, would you like a cappuccino? Would you like an espresso? Now it's like, you're in the room in the corner.
Yeah. You're like one of us now, you know?
Yeah, it's like going home to my mother now. But our next guest, we've known...
It's a great guest we have right now.
Well, we've had him on the show before. He's a talent, there's no doubt about it, and he's charming too. Jim DeLeo, partner, Gray, Gray, and Gray, and we're going to talk about M&A, right?
Yes, we are, yeah.
You know,
thanks
it's a subject.
For having me.
You know what? I have done more M&A talking over the last year than I did the previous 5 years. What's going on?
Yeah, M&A's hot right now. M&A 2015 was a huge year, and we're talking about the middle to the lower middle market. That's where
right.
we service. And it's burning right now. It is so hot. There is so much money out on the street, and there are, believe it or not, there are not enough companies for sale. Not enough good companies.
Not enough inventory.
That absolutely right. So that has carried forward into 2016. I know a lot of folks have said, well, you know, 16, the market is starting to slow. Certainly further downstream, larger deals, the deals are starting to slow, but... middle market to lower middle market, things are great.
What's driving it and what will continue to drive that?
Well, I think the biggest driver is the fact that there is lots of dry powder out on the street. There's lots of money on the street. There's not enough inventory. So lots of competition driving up multiples. And, you know, you're talking about folks having five, six, seven bidders for companies. I was talking to a gentleman last night. His company is not even on the market. He's received 5 unsolicited offers to sell his company. That's the market we're in right now.
Wow.
So is he going to sell?
Well, it's very interesting because he was asking us about the process. He had never been through the process. He has never sold a business before, very much like most entrepreneurs.
No, they only sell once.
That's it. It's a one-time, well, most folks.
It's like a good marriage. You only get married once.
That's exactly right. And
right.
his point was... if I'm only going to do this once, I probably should think about doing it the right way. And he was very astute. He basically said, I'm assuming if I'm going to take this seriously, I've got to prepare my business for sale. I've got to do things the right way. I've got to put my best foot forward because I'm only going to get one bite at the apple. And we said, you're spot on.
Said he called the right guy.
You know, I'm sorry, Rich.
No,
you go.
Say, so what advice do you have for business owners that they should be doing now as maybe they're thinking of selling in the near future or just good practices
good
as
preparation.
You're owning
sure.
the company?
Yeah, well, what we'll typically tell folks, most business owners, they'll wake up one morning and they'll decide, I'm going to sell the business today. I've had
right.
enough of this. And so what we try to tell them is it's akin to selling your home. You need curb appeal in order to sell your home. You'll do a couple of small tweaks in some circumstances or maybe some larger renovations before you put your house on the market. The same thing with your business. You want to prepare your business for sale. If you've never had financial statements, you want to get them. And what we'll typically tell folks in this market is most of them are tax driven. So they don't want to spend money for an audited financial or a reviewed financial unless they absolutely are forced to do it. And what we tell folks is when you're about to go to market, the cost of audited financials, the cost of having good advisors is not a cost, it is an investment. And that investment will garner a return when you sell your business. So lots of folks, that is really what we tell them.
You know, you're in a group that I visited once and I was really impressed with the room and I haven't been able to make other meetings. I think you stopped inviting me, Dealmakers. You want to tell our listeners about Dealmakers?
Sure, yeah. Dealmakers is an event we've been doing for almost 4 years now. We do it every quarter. And what we do is we bring 4 sponsors into a room. We have Gray, Gray, and Gray is the CPA firm. We have an M&A law firm. We have an investment banker and some sort of debt, senior or mezzanine. And we bring dealmakers into a room. People looking to buy, people looking to sell, strategic relationships, new verticals. So basically, if you're running a lifestyle business, we're not going to invite you to this event because you wouldn't be comfortable there. if you're an entrepreneur, if you're, you know, concerned about what my business is doing today and that you want it to do more tomorrow and more the next day, you're a perfect candidate for this forum. What this forum does is, it's 4 to 6. We do it at the Newton Marriott. It's convenient for folks. We do it once every quarter. We spend an hour and we talk about what's going on in M&A, what's hot, what's not, you know, what's going on in the credit markets, what's keeping deals from closing, what's facilitating deals closing. And then we'll break into networking and we put people together. What I say, this event, in the crude way that I describe it is organized speed dating. The reason why people are in the room is because we know there is somebody in the room that's going to sit on the opposite side of the table from them. If there is somebody looking to sell a manufacturing company, we'll make sure there is someone in the room looking to buy a similar company, and then we'll make that introduction. So I would say 2008, when I started the M&A group here, I learned one thing from the private equity community, and that is, unfortunately, nobody really cares that you're a great accountant and you can do great things, but what they do care about is if you're a great CPA firm that can make introductions to help them grow their businesses, that is a very powerful combination. That's the reason why this event, only one of its kind, has been a huge success for us.
So it's about connecting.
Always.
Wow. And can you give us a little more depth about what kind of companies are attending? You mentioned, you know, you're an accounting firm. There was a law firm, investment bankers. I mean, they were all, the night I went, it was one of the few nights I was available. The room was packed.
Packed. The last one we did, we had 65 people sign up and 55 attend, which is unbelievable.
I'm blown away.
I am too. For me, if we get 65 people signing up, because there's no cost involved, the idea is 65 would sign up. If 40 showed up, I would be thrilled.
Right.
And I'm not trying to make it an event of 100 people.
But the people I knew in a room, it was kind of a who's who in business.
It's a nice list of people.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Right.
And the idea is it's not a private equity event. So there is not a who's who of private equity firms. You've got strategic buyers and sellers. You've got financial buyers and sellers. You've got owner operators in the room. So only transaction-oriented people. And what we tell folks that attend is the four sponsors are everything you need from a consulting perspective to do a deal. And the folks in the room are people that you want to do deals with because they're quote-unquote deal makers. So nobody is there to sell you some obscure item. People are only there to sell businesses and to buy businesses.
It's very entrepreneurial.
Wow, sounds that way.
And that's the way it's meant to be. And
I want you to put me back on your list.
Yeah, I mean, the idea, too.
We'll see. Yeah, let's not get carried away.
The idea for this event, though, has always been that if we're going to ask people to take 2 hours out of their day, that they better walk away with two or three solid people to connect with after they leave. So the idea is always we keep it to, you know, 40 to 50 people. So in a 2 hour time frame, you can meet everyone in the room. You can spend 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 minutes with everyone in the room.
That's unbelievable.
It's a very powerful thing.
Any great stories from some of the relationships that have been made there?
Well, I'll tell you a great story. So we've got a client, two guys. One was, you know, a Harvard MBA. The other one, you know, both worked on Wall Street, you know, high finance guys. They friends for life. They got together. They started their own private equity firm and came to one of the deal maker events. And we started talking and they said, you know, we're looking to buy a firm. And we want to do great things. So I said, you know what, the next deal maker event, because I didn't invite them. One of the other sponsors had, I said, the next deal maker event, I want you guys to come and I'll make sure there are other folks in the room that you'll want to talk to. So sure enough, they came to the next deal maker event. I introduced them to a company that was much larger and in an industry they had never really considered. And long story short, they ended up buying the company. The seller was thrilled. The buyers are thrilled. They're at the point now where a year into this acquisition, they are looking to make other acquisitions, and they couldn't be happier with what we were able to.
Well, you're helping them to get their deal flow.
We got them deal flow without an investment banker.
You gave them a channel.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And so these are guys that had been at this for a year. They had lots of stops and starts. And this event gave them the platform to springboard off of.
So before you go, be a little bit of the weatherman for us. What do you see coming in the next year, 2 years?
Well, it's interesting.
Because we have an election coming up, too, that's going to change things.
Well, in our last event, everyone wanted to talk about the fact that the perception is that the credit markets are tightening, and that is going to put a stranglehold on M&A. And
multiples are going to go down.
Well, multiples, exactly. If that is the case, that the credit markets tighten, then multiples absolutely will go down. As I mentioned, the March event had 50 people. The folks in the room, no one saw the credit markets tightening. No one can see the markets.
Because people are making money and they still want to spend it.
And the bankers were saying that for the middle to lower middle market, absolutely not. The markets are not tightening. The markets are still robust. There is still money on the street. The multiples are still good, and they will continue to be good even through the election year.
I was with a firm 2 nights ago for dinner that makes, you know, in the billions of profit every year. And they're looking for deals all the time because they've got to get rid of that profit. They've got to make investments to lower the tax base for their investors, and they've got to do stuff with the money. And they have a guaranteed revenue flow of profit that's over $1 billion a year.
Well, and that is the one thing I will say. The common theme has been the strategic buyer has been first and foremost, front and center in M&A right now. The bottom line is, if a strategic buyer wants to make the acquisition, the financial buyer does not have a shot.
Right.
Because the financial buyer will never spend at the level that the strategic buyer will, because they don't have the economies of scale and the synergies and so forth.
And you're buying market. You're buying market and you're keeping the competition out.
It
can be a lot cheaper to pay an extra 2 points to keep somebody from being your competitor.
No doubt about it.
You know, Jim, talking to you, I'm sure both Rich and I could spend days with you. Rich has spent days with you.
I'll go a couple hours. Huh? Yeah. Days might be exaggerating.
Yeah, well. And if something ever happened to Rich, we'd be glad to have you replace him. And if something didn't happen to Rich, we'd be glad you replaced him. But, Jim, if somebody wanted to find you, you're very easy to work with. How would they find you?
Yeah, well, certainly they can reach me at jdeleo@gggcpas.com.
Right.
Or certainly call 781-407-0300. Happy to talk. We get calls all the time. We get inquiries on our website. You'll see we've got a separate M&A page on our website. So anyone who's listening wants to reach out, happy to talk.
And if you want to talk to Dr. Dealmaker, you want Jim DeLeo. So we're going to take a break. This is Radio Entrepreneurs.